We are going to, of course, continue to follow that story this morning. Meanwhile, we're going to move over to Russia. The latest that we are hearing from the Republic of Georgia is that even as Russia said it would be withdrawing forces, it appears to be at the same time moving short-range missiles into South Ossetia and the former Soviet satellite. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is heading to Europe to talk with NATO allies about what to do next. She says Russia will pay a price for using disproportionate force.
Russia's reputation as a potential partner in international institutions, diplomatic, political, security, economic, is frankly in tatters.
That is Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice speaking on Meet the Press this weekend. We're going to turn now to Cliff Levy. He is the New York Times Moscow bureau chief. Hi, Cliff.
Hello.
Now, what is the latest that we are hearing on Russia's moves in Georgia?
Well, we're still waiting for more concrete information from Georgia about this troop pullout that President Medvedev announced yesterday. There has not been any concrete information at this point that the troops are actively or in great numbers pulling out. There have been various reports about movements here and there, but nothing substantial.
You know, Condoleezza Rice said that Russia will be paying a price, but isn't the West actually the ones paying the price?
Well, I mean, it's a very complicated situation. Who is paying the price will depend on a lot what happens in the next few days or in the coming weeks. And it's in terms of the West paying a price. What exactly do you mean by that?
I mean, okay. Well, let's talk about this NATO meeting that's coming up. This, of course, the inclusion of Georgia in NATO is one of the sore points that prompted this conflict in the first place. So, in terms of paying a price, what choices, what options are there for the United States and its allies in responding to this conflict?
Well, that's a good point. There are not a lot of great options on the table now for the United States. There are the more severe ones, such as kicking Russia out of the G8, turning it back into the G7. That's something that John McCain, the Republican presidential candidate, has called for, as have some others in Washington. However, it seems at this point that the Bush administration isn't ready to take that step. There's cooperation between NATO and Russia. That clearly is going to be delayed at this point. The U.S. has already canceled some military maneuvers that had been planned between the United States, NATO, and Russia. But besides that, a lot of it is just symbolic gestures.
All right. Speaking of symbolic gestures, what gestures should we be looking for from this meeting that is going to be coming up that we'll be paying so much attention to in the next day?
You mean the NATO meeting?
Yes.
Well, I think the interesting situation here is there are a lot of splits in the Europeans on how to deal with Russia. And that stems largely from the business and energy ties between Europe, the Europeans and the Russians. The Russians are a major supplier of gas and oil to Europe. So especially the French, the Germans, the Italians, they're very, very sensitive to this. Interestingly enough, some of the Eastern Europeans, the newer members of NATO and the European Union, have expressed more kind of hostility or have favored more aggressive moves toward Russia than what has often been referred to in Washington as old Europe. That seems a little bit more conciliatory, wants to kind of wait this out and look for, ways of patching things up.
All right, Cliff Levy, we're going to leave it there, but of course we're going to continue to follow this story. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Cliff Levy is the New York Times bureau chief in Moscow, and as I said, we'll be covering that story, Adora, and also the latest in Pakistan. Lots going on this morning.
Oh, all over the world, and particularly in Russia, going to be watching, or Georgia, watching to see whether those Russian troops move out. But we also are going to be watching our lines to see if you're calling in to see if you watched the Olympics this weekend. Did you enjoy it? And again, we're going to ask you, if you were going to medal in something, get a gold, silver, or bronze, what would that be? We want to hear from you. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.